Now, yesterday we spoke about a safety issue in Sydney Southwest relating to the intersection of Henry Lawson Drive and Poziers Avenue in Milperra. This is just off the M5 off-ramp, and locals say there have been too many near misses. Cars and trucks come flying off the motorway and either don't notice the traffic lights or just ignore them. And we posted a few videos up on the website yesterday. When you see those videos, it is a miracle that no one's been killed. And locals have been begging the state government to do something about it. They believe a red light camera is what's needed to fix the issue. Yesterday we spoke to Paul Judge, one of the residents who got in touch with us, and he's back on the line this morning. Paul, g'day.
Hello again, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So when you raised this yesterday, were you expecting you'd get some action pretty quick, or were you expecting you'd be waiting once again?
I think, as is normally the way of things, we would have thought maybe 6 months' time we might get a letter back, and probably a courtesy letter at that, just indicating that the government would take it under consideration.
I've got some news for you.
Mm.
You're getting a red light camera.
Oh, is that right? That is fabulous news. It's exactly what's required in the circumstances, and it always puzzled me a little bit that the government's own strategy allowed for the preemptive installation of a red light camera in circumstances like this, where there was a serious likelihood of an awful crash occurring. But the accident history of the site didn't support the argument. We'd only had a couple of incidents at the site over a number of years, mainly because locals had been so careful and had drilled their kids, you know, not to walk out onto that road regardless of what colour light was facing them. So if we can take that concern away and provide that deterrent, that's just great news.
Well, look, I know that they, you know, can get in the way in some areas when government is putting in mobile speed cameras and nabbing people for driving 6Ks over the limit. But on this occasion, the Minister for Roads, Natalie Ward, has been in touch. She heard your interview yesterday. She says, "I'm advised that Transport for New South Wales has carried out a further assessment of red light running at this location, and we will be installing a red light speed camera there as a matter of priority."
As I say, that's just wonderful news, Ben. I think we recognise it's not the whole solution. Red light cameras do significantly reduce the incidence of red light running and reduce the seriousness of impacts where they do occur, but they don't completely eliminate the problem, and we will continue to press for a longer term engineering solution in the form of an overpass. I know a lot of locals here see an overpass as the way forward in the long term, but these things can take many years to come to fruition, even if they're part of a major upgrade that's planned. So in the interim and for the next 5 or 10 years, the red light cameras will significantly reduce the problem. So can I thank you and 2GB for your part in bringing that to the Minister's attention? And we're just very, very chuffed if that's the undertaking that's been received from the Minister.
Yeah, well, we've got it here in writing. There will be a red light camera installed there as a matter of priority. So 24 hours and we've got a result. Thank you for getting in touch with us.
That's a joy. Thanks very much again, Ben and CGB.
Good on you. Paul Judge, who's the local resident who tipped us off about the incident there in Milperra. And well done to the Minister. She's had a look at the video and decided to act.